This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, we're back live and on location in Watford City today, Rough Riders Center. The new home for a whole lot of activities in the Watford City. I'm looking at a couple of ice rinks. I'm looking at a beautiful basketball arena. They have a field house out here. It is really nice, really nice. And, of course, a bunch of conference meeting rooms. And that's where the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties is meeting today, right here. But a great spot for any of your meetings. Glad to be here in Watford City. Right now, speaking on the stage is a fellow by the name of Sean Gaddy. Sean is with AE2S, and he has done an analysis of infrastructure needs remaining in six western cities that are in oil and gas-producing counties. So we're going to check in with him a little later on. They are going to be hearing from a number of the candidates. Of course, we mentioned Brent Sanford, our guest last hour. He's here. Marvin Nelson will be here. The Democratic candidate for governor, Marty Riskey, the Libertarian Party candidate for governor. And Lynn Helms is here. I'm going to talk about county-by-county oil activity that's going on. So they got a full agenda here in Watford City today going through mid-afternoon. So that's why we are here and on location in Watford City today. Somebody just sent me a note during the break and asked if we have filled up the New York City trip. And it's funny because almost about every day we hear from somebody say, can I still get on that trip? And the answer is you can. It actually is full. The first group is full, but what we ended up doing was getting some more tickets and coming up with a price that included everything but airfare. So you book your own airfare from wherever you're going and come along to join us. So works pretty good there. And it is a wonderful trip. I mean, we got a great Broadway show. We got the 9/11 Memorial Museum guided tour in there. We got St. Patrick's Cathedral. We got Chinatown, Little Italy, Radio City Music Hall, Rockettes performance. There's going to be a wonderful tour, a dinner cruise that actually goes around Manhattan Island at night. So we do dinner on a cruise and then see the lights in New York City. Be a blast. Fox and Friends has invited us to participate in the weather segment. Won't that be fun? That'll be a grand time. But my favorite is we're going to watch a UND hockey game. Boston College and UND in Madison Square Garden. This is coming up, folks. We're leaving in about a month, the 29th of November. Come back the 4th of December. And it is so much fun. It really is going to be fantastic. So there are some seats still remaining, as I mentioned in this add-on group. And if you'd like to go, I'm going to give you a telephone number directly for group travel planners, the folks that are feverishly getting everybody their tickets and getting everything all lined up. And you're going to talk to a fellow down there by the name of Jason. So call Jason. Here's a toll-free telephone number for you, 800-268-0243. 800-268-0243. 800-268-0243. And if you would like additional information, any questions I can answer, always feel free to email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or kfyr@iheartmedia.com. Todd always forwards those on that come that way, too. But anyway, you can do that. We're going to Norway, too. You probably heard the ads about that. Juven Tours, Carol Juven, going to join us, guide us to Norway in June. And if you're interested in that trip at all, you can also send me an email. I'll send you a little flyer and all the information on that. scotth@flagfamily.com. Love your emails. Keep them coming. And or kfyr@iheartmedia.com. That's the master email. Okay. Newt Gingrich was supposed to be on the program today. He, late last night, his folks said, we need to postpone it. We'll still do it. Want to do it before the election, but can't do it today. And then I didn't watch it, but I found out he was in a bit of a battle with Megyn Kelly. It was quite a battle, and I actually side more with Newt than I do with Megyn Kelly on this. A lot of people are saying that he lost his temper and he lost and everything else. Listen to Newt and Megyn Kelly and tell me who you think is right in this exchange. Roll it.
She was just as corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago, and she would have been corrupt and collapsing physically on September 11th of this year, and her poll numbers tanked. But then you know what happened. He had a rough first debate. He took the bait on Alicia Machado. He stayed in that trap for a week. The Access Hollywood tape came out, which was not produced by Hillary Clinton. That was Trump on camera talking about grabbing women.
Look, I just heard you go through this with Governor Pence. I get it. I know where you're coming from. But let me point out something to you.
Sure.
The three major networks spent 23 minutes attacking Donald Trump that night and 57 seconds on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches. You don't think this is a scale of bias worthy of Pravda and Izvestia? I mean, you want to know why Donald Trump's had a rough time?
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you
that's
can't
your
say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking
not
a position
defend
on
that
it.
Statement.
I'm
sick and tired of people like you using language that's inflammatory that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr.
Donald,
Speaker.
Donald
you
Trump
have no
is
idea
not
whether it's true or not. What we know is that
neither,
there are
neither
least,
do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it,
no,
unlike
yes, you,
you
are. When you use the words, you took a position.
So what
I
think I said
it's very
is
unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir.
No,
what I said is... Let me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is, if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who had worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. We don't know what the truth is. My point to you is as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. We have to cover that story, sir.
Sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
When you
covering.
Want to go back
and
through the
did.
Tapes of your show recently, you are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy.
Me?
Now, that's
really?
What I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like
and
to know.
And therefore, we're
going to
send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing because, after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations and in large part believe that they are a real issue. And
do you want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
We on the Kelly file have covered that story as well, sir. I will tell you the
truth. I want to use the words. I want to hear your words. Bill Clinton, sexual predator. I dare you. Say Bill Clinton, sexual predator.
Mr. Speaker,
disbarred
we've covered,
by the Arkansas bar. $850,000 penalty.
Excuse me, sir. We on the Kelly file have covered the Clinton matter as well. We've hosted Kathleen Willey. We've covered the examples of him being accused as well, but he's not on the ticket. And the polls also show that
he'll
the American public is less
in
interested in the deeds of Hillary Clinton's husband than they are in the deeds of the man who asks us to make him president, Donald Trump. We're going to have to leave it at that, and you can take your anger issues and spend some time working on them, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being here.
And you too.
Whoa.
Take your anger issues and work on them, somebody.
That was cheap.
I'm totally with Newt Gingrich on this. Completely with Newt Gingrich on this. I really am.
What a cheap shot.
800-228-0550 if you want to weigh in on that and what you heard in that exchange. I don't know if that's why Newt was not here today or not. I doubt it, honestly. I think there probably was legitimately some sort of a schedule issue because, you know, although I would have asked him about it, obviously, and given him a chance to talk about it. I don't know that that would have made any difference anyway. But we did have a scheduled interview with Newt. That interview was last night, late last night, about 11 o'clock. They tell us, sorry, a schedule change, can't do it. Not sure what it's about. But I'm telling you, I agree. And, you know, Fox is better than most, but they're far from perfect. And I don't know what it is with her on that issue. I think it's sort of this score settling that goes back to the debate, right? She's got to try and get exactly right, I guess. I don't, you know, after that exchange with Donald Trump in one of the Republican primary debates, I don't know how else to explain it, but I think I'm with him. 800-228-0550. Let's get Dale in here. Dale's on the road. What's on your mind, Dale?
Hello.
Hi, Dale. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wondering, you know, this whole pipeline thing is ridiculous to begin with. I can understand them wanting peaceful protests. So now they've got 1806 blocked off. Well, hey, that's great news when you live in North Dakota and you do hunt and you draw it in the second drawing. Guess what the new zones was? 3F2 and E, or 3E2, which is right in the middle of them freaking yahoos. So, yeah, be fun to take my kids down there and try to kill a deer on the deer opener. Just wondering what the state's going to do about that with people that didn't draw in the first drawing and draw it in the second drawing, and that's your only choice to go hunt and kill a deer for this year unless you get a bow tag, which is starting to come by also. I just don't know what they're going to do about all that.
That's a good
I've got
point.
Game and Fish coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, we'll take your question and get it to Game and Fish, try and get an answer specifically on that, but Todd has them regularly on Wednesdays on K-Fire Cafe, too, so you can tune in 5:50 and check that out, Dale. But very good point. Just one of many things that have been disrupted from this madness. Thanks for the call.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations, like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey Standard Candy Bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind usually includes the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. That actually got moved this week to tomorrow, so that still will happen this week, just not today. Wanted to mention that so you didn't think, what the heck's happening to my Talk Radio Town Hall? It will be here tomorrow, so remember that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. They're everywhere you are. At home, the lakes, or beyond, they have locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bottineau in North Dakota. Over in Minnesota, you'll find them in Bemidji and Thief River Falls and Detroit Lakes. BeMobile.com, a great resource to find a location near you. Connect to Communicated BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. And you know what? They're more than just phones and tablets at BeMobile and Verizon. Now they have that hum technology that makes your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance and vehicle locator. I like that one. Have a couple of teen drivers in the house. You know, you want to know where they're at. Make sure they're safe. So, works great. BeMobile.com. Stop and see them or check them out online. Back in Watford City, going to check in with Jesse Veeder and Jerry Samuelson here in a couple of minutes to tell you about a wonderful event supporting veterans. A neat little concert to support a park here in Watford City. So, stay tuned for that. Some of you wanted to weigh in on our conversation about Megyn Kelly and that exchange with Newt Gingrich last night. One of the reasons Newt was, maybe one of the reasons he's not on today. He was scheduled to be on today and postponed it. So, Will in Detroit Lakes, who won that?
Well, it definitely was Newt Gingrich. But the one thing that people are, I think, missing is that Donald Trump did not come in here professing to be a choir boy. You know, that was Bill Clinton, the choir boy. And that was Hillary Clinton covering up for his being a sexual predator. So, you know, Newt Gingrich won that hands down.
Interesting point, though. You're right. I mean, for one, I think Donald Trump has, you know, even heard some interesting interviews and exchanges between he and his wife about that. Not proud of, you know, that commentary or anything else, but has said he's not the same person he is today. He's apologized to his kids and his grandkids about that. But never did say, I'm a perfect person, always have been. Interesting take. Thanks. Ken in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I thought the gal got her butt kicked last night. And, you know, I thought it was kind of neat how Newt Gingrich had such quick, intelligent answers right back to everything that she said. Basically, she got her butt kicked. Now, the other side of that is, I think that she, of all the big-time media positions, has lost a lot of accountability. There are a lot of, I don't know what the word is, but someone that you can think deserves to be in this spot, I don't think she deserves the spot she has on Fox News. And then I'll leave you with one other thought quick in regards to the election. A good friend of mine went to Africa this last summer on a mission trip. And the parts of Central Africa where he was at, what stuck out to him was how the people in the villages of Africa were praying for America. And I want to challenge all of you listeners to just be in a mode of prayer leading up to this election and know that there are people around the world who are praying for America. Now, when my friend asked these people, it just stuck out to him after village when he was there. Why are you praying for America? They said, you know what? Even here in the depths of Africa, we know that if we don't have America, the world is in really, really bad shape. So know that there are people praying with you, and let's just get on our knees, people.
Great advice, Ken. Appreciate that. You can't go wrong there. I hear from a lot of people in my circle the same thing, that really have taken sort of all the anxiety and all the back and forth, and you just, you know, the election becomes a lot of ick after a while, right? That's a great place to find some solace. Appreciate that advice. Good advice for everybody. Thank you. Deb on the road wanted to tell us about an incident on 94. Go ahead, Deb.
Hi. Thanks for a great show, and I think Newt's right. Anyway, I had some friends come from Minnesota the other day. I think it happened on Monday. And inside Minnesota and then in North Dakota on I-94, they had two convoys of vehicles pass them. 4 to 5 vehicles in the convoy, Indiana license plates. Some of the vehicles had markings on the side. Some didn't. Some were SUVs. Some were pickups with four-wheelers in the back. And they were all wearing body armor and helmets. And they were headed westbound on the interstate. And I just, it's been bothering me since they told me about it on Monday night. And I just have, I'm just wondering if anybody else saw that at all. I mean, these people are people that I've known, you know, half of my life.
Did they think they were in some, you know, official capacity or law enforcement or
They said that the vehicle, some of the vehicles looked like they had some type of law enforcement markings on them, but they all had Indiana license plates. And they said they were traveling well over the speed limit, so close together that you couldn't have put a vehicle in between them. And they saw one convoy in Minnesota and one in North Dakota, both westbound on 94.
You know, because there are law enforcement agencies that are sending, groups of folks to North Dakota to help on this with this new compact that's back and forth. So it could have been, a group of sheriff deputies from Indiana, for instance. I don't know. And obviously,
they was strange that they were traveling with their body armor on.
Yeah,
even helmets.
Yeah,
this needs to happen. This needs to take care of in North Dakota. That's gone on too long. I mean, they called out the National Guard when they had to zip to zap. You know, but we let something like this happen in the state. You know, I have friends that live down there, and it's not good. So anyway, I just wondered if anybody else saw that. I was just curious. You know, I guess I wouldn't thought so much of it if they hadn't been wearing the body armor and the helmet driving down the interstate.
Appreciate the call, Deb. Thanks a lot. All right, you take care. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Jesse Veeder is here. Jerry Samuelson is here. Jesse is a columnist, rancher, Nashville recording artist, and one of our favorite people in Watford City to keep us up to date on what's happening. Nice to see you.
Hey, thanks. Good to see you too, Scott.
Jerry Samuelson is here. Jerry's the veteran service officer for McKenzie County as well. How are you?
Thank you, Scott, for having us. Great.
So we love vets, and we love the fact that there are always new and innovative ways to honor their service in this memorial park that is being planned for Watford City is in need of some support. So why not a concert, right?
Why not a concert? Music is a good way to get people out and having fun in the name of a good cause. So I'm all about helping to spread the word about this great event.
So tell us where and when.
Okay, it's Saturday, November 12th, right here at the Rough Rider Center. So it'll be one of the first three concerts that we've had, I think, here in the Rough Rider Center. And all proceeds of the concert benefit this new Veterans Park that Jerry will talk about. But it's kind of a rock concert. So it's a triple header, Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Head East is kind of a Midwestern legendary rock band.
Remember him well. Until I graduated in 1983.
Okay, yeah. There you go. And Kat Perkins, of course, who does a lot of work and music overseas to support the troops over there. So I think she's really excited about being a part of this. So
wow, that's a great lineup.
It is a great lineup, and if you get tickets in advance, they're cheaper. They're $35, but $45 at the door, and you can get those advance tickets at roughridercenter.com. So we got you all set up to have a good time.
Go get the tickets at roughridercenter.com, and the date again is?
It's November 12th, Saturday.
November 12th, all right. Right around Veterans Day, a good time to do a fundraiser for the vets. So, Jerry, when we come back, tell us a little bit about the park and what the vision is, what the dream is, and hopefully motivate some more folks to be part of this great event. More when we come back from the Rough Rider Center in Watford City on What's On Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of using an AED as soon as possible.
For every 1 minute we go without CPR, we are losing 10% chance of life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, they really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That's a little head east right there.
Need more cowbell.
Yeah.
I could use this song to that.
How about a little Starship, too? I got a little Starship fix. Since we're talking about these great bands and you're part of this wonderful concert.
And you got to use the Mickey Thomas Jefferson Starship stuff because it's him.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. Back on What's on Your Mind with the Rough Riders Center in Watford City. North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Happening as we speak. And a Starship. Head east. Who am I forgetting?
Cat Perkins.
Cat Perkins.
Yes,
we can't
course.
Forget the
our
North Cat Dakota's own Cat Perkins. All part of a concert that'll be happening. You can get your tickets at roughriderscenter.com. It'll benefit a new Vets Memorial Park in Watford City. So, Jerry, tell us about this park.
Well, our park is it's been in the works. It's about a $2.5 million park that we're going to refurbish. We actually have a veterans park now, and the park was donated by veterans back in 1940. And so the park board owns that, and it's been a couple of years now, and we decided that veterans in McKenzie County needed to do something to renovate the existing park. And so, as you know, things are very aggressive here in Watford City, and people have been telling me that that's a very aggressive park when you're talking $2.5 million. And so, actually, there was a committee, and they originally said, Jerry, you're crazy. And so far, we've already raised $1 million. The Rough Rider Fund was gracious to donate about $500,000, and the county about $300,000. And then the American Legion has donated $100,000 to this park. So we've got $1 million, and we need another $1.5 million to make this thing a reality.
And if you get there, obviously we sell out the concert and get other generous donors to get you across the finish line. What will it be? What explain what you want to do with this park?
Well, our park originally had an eternal flame in it, and of course the flame has been extinguished for several years now, and it's been neglected. So what we'd like to do is bring back that eternal flame with the water fountain in it. Granite monuments. We want to get all of the veterans from McKenzie County. And not just McKenzie County, because we have so many new veterans that have moved into the area. And so we currently have 1,200 names of veterans who are listed on our records. And we'd like to get those names on granite monuments. And so We have new veterans that come to the county, and they want to get their name on the Granite Monument for a small fee. We'll put their name on there as well. So it's going to be lit up, and it'll be we'll have a pavilion there that people can use, not just veterans, but we want the community to use the park as well. So barbecue grills and so on and so forth. So use it other than just once a year. Normally we use it on Memorial Day. We have our one big event on Memorial Day. But here again, when we put this amount of much money into the park, we want everybody to use the park. So we have flagpoles that are oil field pipe flagpoles, and we have 80-year-old veterans climbing up these poles, putting the flags up. Mm. And so we want to put up real flagpoles and just make it a beautiful park. And it's probably something that nobody has in our area. So we hope we can raise the entire $2.5 million. Like I said, we need another million and a half. We have some in-kind work coming, so hopefully it won't cost us another million and a half.
Over 1,200 vets from McKenzie County that have served our country. It'll be honored with this park, a beautiful community space for everybody to enjoy. And if you can't make it to the concert, there's other ways to help. You can buy a tree, a flagpole, granite park bench, or some space on that commemorative wall as well, right?
Correct.
A lot of ways to help. So we're going to give you Jerry's number here if you want to help make this happen, or you can check out WatfordCityVeteransPark.com. That's the website. Jerry's number, 701-444-6853. And, Jesse, one more time.
Oh, come and party with us in honor of this park Saturday, November 12th in Watford City at the Rough Rider Center. We're going to rock out with Starship Head East and Cat Perkins, so it'll be a fun night.
An 80s-era dream concert.
Yes, I'm going to bust out the big hair and leather pants, I think. Why not? Any excuse.
Got to do it. I love it. Well, thank you both. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Good to chat with you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind here on your calls, questions, comments. Some more folks want to weigh in on the Megyn Kelly-Newt Gingrich exchange. We'll get back to that in a moment. We're also trying to catch up with Sean Gatti, who is just wrapping up his presentation on the infrastructure needs of the Bakken here at the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties annual meeting. Let's go back to South Dakota. Kim, waiting to weigh in. Hey, Kim, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say Newt definitely put Megyn in her place last night, and it was well-deserved. Why she's on Fox, I have no idea. The big point that Newt was trying to make was that the media is covering nothing but the Donald Trump incident, nothing but. And Fox is basically the only news network that's actually getting anything out in regards to the Clinton scandals or anything else that's going on. So what he was trying to state was that, you know, you're spending this time, and she's part of it now, you know, with trying to cover the Donald allegations compared to the actual, you know, base-bound allegations and proven that Bill Clinton has committed these crimes where Trump is just alleged. And funny how it comes out, you know, a couple weeks before the actual voting takes place.
You know, the most telling part of that exchange to me was that whole sexual predator thing. When she said, well, I'm not saying he's a sexual predator. I'm just saying if he's a sexual predator. I mean, talk about an ABC, CBS, NBC kind of way to cover news, right?
You know, the truth is she has not gotten over the debate. She has not gotten over the debate. That's clear. I mean, because anyone who stands up for Trump, and especially Newt Gingrich, why would she pick that subject with him? Why?
Totally agree. It's a unprofessional flashback to that chapter, and it's her way of spiking the football to say, see all the stuff I told you about back when that exchange happened, and see what he's been revealed to do on the tape. And meanwhile, I mean, asked and answered. It's not an issue for this point in the campaign. Look, anybody that's dissuaded for voting for Donald Trump for that reason's gone. They're not, you know, I mean, it's old news. Get on to where we're at today leading up to this very important decision.
Absolutely. We got bigger issues that should be actually put out there, and none of them are being put out except for Fox. And to see Megyn, you know, react like that, you know, it just is really discouraging. I cannot and will not watch her ever again. You know,
appreciate the call. Kim, thank you for your take. Joe, somewhere in North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
I just wanted to say a couple things on that conversation. You guys kind of hit on it, but what got me, President Clinton was fined $850,000 for speech, and on just allegations 2 weeks before an election, Megan used sexual predator with Trump's name, but she wouldn't say sexual predator with Bill Clinton for the speech, the $850,000 fine. At the end of the conversation, there was how rude she was at the end, saying that, you know, don't you got anger problems? And one more short thing on Megan. I've been watching her for a while, but I always kind of felt funny about her. But now I know that she's with the left liberal establishment media. She does not like Trump at all. And one other thing, you know, over the years, she keeps wearing more and more makeup. You know, she's starting to look like a raccoon.
I'm not equipped to critique her makeup. I'm out of my league when I'm doing that. But I don't know. There's something odd there. I almost get the impression, I don't know what her politics are, I really don't, but I almost get the impression it's like she wants to be loved by the media elite. And so, therefore, at Fox, that's really tough to do. So you got to sort of do the I'm gonna go so far the other way so as to not make you think I'm one of them. That it's just be who you are and report the news. I don't know when
isn't she even talking about switching networks? Isn't her deal coming up?
I don't remember. Yeah, I think she had an out clause or something when Roger Ailes left, and so she
right. So then she could just be kind of auditioning for her next network, whatever that is, and then playing that card.
Yeah, I'm with Joe though. I don't know what it is. When these media types make it about them, it doesn't end.
No doubt.
You know, it's not about you. Get over yourself. You know, Chad and Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. Great program, like usual. Tough topics you always happen to have lately. But Megan didn't strengthen her argument by saying, "Well, I've tried to call Hillary up. I wanted her to come on her show. I wanted to talk about her campaign and maybe this issue about Bill in the White House, this and that." And she didn't back herself up with that kind of journalism balance. She was very one-sided, it seemed, in that argument, which Newt got the better of.
I agree with you. Absolutely, Chad. Thanks for the kind comments. Keep listening, my friend. Craig on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, sir. I think the whole deal with Megyn Kelly is she has some issues with Roger Ailes, her and Greta Van Susteren, and the other girl from Minnesota there, Gretchen Carlson. And I think she's just got a bone to pick with she thinks all men are predators, and she's really vicious with that.
Yeah, there seems to be some anger there towards the whole situation. Yeah, yeah, that is.
She seems to have an agenda against Trump for... It doesn't matter what they talk about. That's what her issue is every time.
And, you know, whatever her issues are, whatever her personal beefs are fine. This shouldn't make it their way into a reporting like that. I just thought that was really unprofessional. I really did.
I agree. Thank you for your show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or email us. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text us, rather, 701-226-8503. What do I have time here for? I don't have time to take another call, unfortunately. You've just given me something that I can't read on the air. Is that what you're saying? This is for informational purposes only, or what?
Yeah.
I see.
Yes, poker face.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, torturing me there, isn't it? Here's something you need to know, but it's not for air. All right. When it comes from law enforcement, we'll honor that.
Right. I hope that time is...
Wrong.
Off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something a lot.
Just set my alarm and get back in, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. All right, short break. Come back with more on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. We're live in Watford City today. Love this place. If you haven't scheduled a trip to come visit it, you ought to do so soon. North Unit of Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Some great places to stay. Gotta love Watford City. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Stutzman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive wheat that growers have ever seen. In addition to this wheat producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa wheat scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So somebody just posted on my Facebook page, right next to the sideways interview with Mayor Brent Sanford. I have to get rid of that, sorry. Give you a headache and a kink in your neck to watch that. Gianni says, I just listened to the Newt Kelly interview on your show this morning from last night, and it's not what you Trump publicans are making it out to be. Trump publicans, not aware of this term, will pretend she got her butt kicked the same as Trump haters will pretend Megan won. The truth is America has lost already with both choices in this election. I'm so happy I'm not the one that has to defend Cheeto. The election cannot end soon enough. That's some wisdom from Gackle today. Okay, Johnny, thank you. I'm not sure what you said, but all opinions are welcome here. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bubba Schweiger, the head coach of the UND Fighting Hawks football team. Big game this weekend. Friday, North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Tom Iverson and our famous trooper talk. So, fun week still to come. Jim, the flagpole guy, is on the phone right now. We love chatting with Jim. Last time Jim was on, we didn't have enough time for him to tell us about his trip to the Dunseith School. And I said, I want to know more about that. Jim, how you doing? Jim, are you there? Come in, Tokyo. Todd, are you there?
No, I'm here. You're there.
Manny, are you there?
Wow.
I can't hear anything.
I hear you.
I'm glad you hear me. It's nice talking to you, Todd.
Good to talk to you, too. We never talk anymore. By the way, thanks for the pie yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. All right, so I'll start over. Jim, how are you?
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just telling the listeners last time you were on, I didn't have enough time to get the whole story about your trip to the Dunseith Elementary School, where you were installing a new flagpole, and I wanted you to tell us that story. Now we had a little more time today.
Scott, I appreciate that. And what a great story it is. I was at the Dunseith Elementary School, and of course, you know, when you put a flagpole in, it requires concrete, and concrete requires water. And I had to go inside the school to hook up a water hose, and while I was walking down the hallway, I noticed an entire wall of heroes full of the veterans from the Dunseith area. Scott, I was so impressed that the school system took the time to celebrate the veterans that way. And, you know, on my way back outside, I could hear the laughter of the children playing in the gymnasium. I just stopped and listened, absorbing the happiness and joy I could hear in their voices and remembering when my children were young and thinking about how important that sound really is. It just makes me so proud to live in a nation where our brave neighbors, friends, and family fight for our freedom, fight so our children won't be scared, fight so they can play, laugh, and live like children are meant to. So hats off to the Dunseith Elementary School, the Dunseith school system, for not only keeping up with the traditions of the Native American tribe, but celebrating the unity of being in a country that provides freedom and individual liberty. Seeing the veterans and hearing the children, it just brought it all around to me of what's most important. Scott, I love my job. I love installing flagpoles. When the pole is up, Old Glory's waving, and I see the glow on my client's face. They understand what it symbolizes, that no matter what ethnicity you are, what religion you are, how big, small, strong, brave you are, that we are all Americans and love this great nation. This is our country, and this is the message your community will see when you install a flagpole.
How anybody could not hear that story and not immediately get to a computer and go to ndflagpoleguy.com or call your number and say, all right, enough, I got to do it. It's beyond me. It really, and there seems to be something in the air and the water, I don't know what, but it's one way maybe to channel our concern for the future of our country and the attacks which we see it taking daily and the truth taking daily. The truth. The truth is something we ought to defend day in and day out. We know truth when we see it. We know it when we hear it. I mean, and the flag stands for that truth of what this great country is all about. So I'm glad you do what you do.
Thank you, Scott. And Ronald Reagan said it best. We're only one generation away from losing our freedoms. And may America come together and realize that, hey, we're walking on eggshells here, and we can tip either way, Humpty Dumpty. I don't know, but thank you, Scott.
Thank you. ndflagpole.com, or what's the best number to reach you at, Jim?
It's ndflagpoleguide.com, and it's 701-571-FLAG.
I forgot the guy part. I'll say it again. ndflagpoleguide.com. ndflagpoleguide.com. That's him. That's this guy right here. Jim, he can take care of you. And the telephone number one more time?
701-571-FLAG.
All right. That's fantastic. We were talking about a concert coming up here in Watford City in a few days, all to raise money for a $2.5 million Veterans Memorial Park in Watford City, which is pretty darn cool. And one of the things folks can do there is buy a flagpole to contribute to that in honor of a loved one. So you get a hold of Jim, and that's what I say. There's something going on. It's great. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. God bless America.
Oh, man, what a fun day. A lot of ground to cover. Lots more to tackle tomorrow on the program. We never have enough time. We didn't get to, believe it or not, the words of Michael Moore endorsing Donald Trump and explaining Donald Trump. And I have to agree, he explained it pretty darn well. But, Todd, can you play that on K-Fire Cafe a little later on today?
Sure.
All right.
After three.
Exactly. After three today, you can check it out. And if we get a chance, we'll play an excerpt of that tomorrow. Maybe give Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall a chance to opine. God bless you, folks, from Watford City. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hillen. Check out this 2013 new Case IH 1255 planner. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch, bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with a tank bulk fill on it, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save 11%.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.